They fought for peace, hope, and for the right to be, to exist. They fought for a right to speak and a right to be heard.
Buffalo State graduate Itina Farid Cook delivered a powerful spoken word from the lobby of City Hall. It reflected on those who fought for freedom, but included a call for new modern time freedoms to be fought.
And so we must fight the same fight for peace, for hope, for love, for protecting our rights and conserving our Constitution.
150 years ago, the Emancipation set the United States on a path of ending slavery. A century later, 50 years ago, the March on Washington was held, and it showed the great progress that had been made in this country in moving members of the African American community toward full citizenship.
Mayor Byron Brown, the city's first African American mayor, recognized a number of black community members. Pastor Anita Williams received the Community Award. She spreads her ministry through various outlets, including television, radio, and literacy appearances. Pastor Williams has also devoted her time to the Taking It to the Streets International. She humbly accepted the award and shares it with her volunteers.
If you have ever so much as done anything to help anybody that's trying to help somebody, please know that I'm accepting this award for you. If you have so much as licked a stamp or taken to the streets, I'm accepting this award for you.
Among those recognized for their work in the Buffalo African American community were the husband and wife team of Dr. Curly Jones Brown and Dr. Lloyd Brown for their program called Senses. It's a comprehensive tutoring and mentoring program for teens and young adults.
The acronym Senses stands for Sane Mind, S-E-S-E, Education, N, Nutrition, S, Social Skills, E, Economics and Entrepreneurship, and the last S is Social Responsibility. These are the things, these are the key components of Senses. We feel that young people, if they can understand those called six pillars, that they will be able to function as adults.
And Barbara Glover of Miss Barbara's School of Dance received an Arts Award for working with youth. Glover considers dance a key ingredient to education for African American children.
Everyone, males and females, confidence. It's the discipline, you know, that's derived from dance that carries off into every area.
Tuesday's Black History Celebration also featured music and dance from the African Cultural Center. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.